Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that it is life and truth. And everything points to you, Jesus. Lord, truth. Amen. Holy Spirit, let us shout and pray. In Jesus' name. Familiar verses. I was just woke up actually thinking about this verse today. John, Romans chapter 8. Familiar things. Starting at 29, for those whom he foreknew, he predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. Those whom he predestined, he called, and those whom he called, he justified, and those whom he justified, he glorified. And what shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Great verse, right? Really written, God for me. I like where it says, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Of course, we know this word charge here is to accuse, really the word accusation, all right? And to demand like a debt owed, okay? Justified, of course, is that it's approved, you're innocent, and you're clear of charges. But I would just kind of direct these words of who, right? Who is going to bring a charge against God? Who's going to accuse you? God has already approved of you, right? He's already cleared you of all charges. Okay? Just kind of pointing through the warfare that we go through. It's kind of like in our victory, it's a who, right? In our warfare, it's also a who. There's a who that comes against us. He's talking to the demonic. And that's how they do. They bring a charge against you. Accusing you that you there's a debt that you owe God. You ever felt like that? It's something that you need to you haven't paid off. You haven't done enough, so these charges are deserved. Verse 34. Again, who is the one who condemns? The word condemn is like when a judge to come from up down, like down looking at you. And here is your charge. But who is this? Who is telling you that you're guilty? Who has issued a penalty to you? That's what he's saying. Christ Jesus, he died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who intercedes for us. That word intercede is an interesting one here because I've thought a lot about that. Because if we're in Christ, and he's in us, right? And God has already declared us as innocent. He's already paid our punishment. And we're to come to him as the Father. And why would Jesus need to intercede on my behalf? Okay? But that word intercede is not really a word for praying. It comes from two words. The first word is like in, I-N. Second word is to obtain by hitting the mark. Now sin is a Greek word for missing the mark. This is the very opposite word for hitting your bullseye. Obtaining the mark. Getting it right, dead on. Right in the center. So there's something about this, about through this condemnation, accusation that the enemy brings, that Jesus is there, wanting us to get this, to get it right, to nail it, not to listen to it, right? Understanding that God is for you, not against you. Not only is he for you, but he's done everything, declaring you innocent and declaring you guiltless before him in your position, okay? Because of that, in Christ, it's almost like he's constantly reminding you, let's hit the mark here. Let's get it right. Don't listen. All right? That's what that means, to intercede. One who stands there on my behalf, saying, hey, guys, get this right. Make sure you know. Don't listen to this. All right? And who will separate? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Well, tribulation. Where tribulation means pressure applied, right? Pressure is just squeezing on you. That's really what that word means. Okay? Ever felt like that? And the word distress is actually the place where the pressure is being applied, right? It means land or the place where you're standing in distress, and the tribulation is the pressure that's being put on you. Okay? So distress is just a narrow place, confined, difficult circumstances, which God has given permission. Right? Remember, the enemy can't do anything to us unless he okays it first with God. That's a good news. Bad news is God okays it sometimes. But that's the place. A difficult circumstance. Tribulation is those pressures that's pushing against you. Right? And this word persecution is actually the word someone pursuing you, like following you, after you. This is like an animal would, pursue their prey. Right? And the scripture says the devil prowls around like a lion, seeking someone to devour. He's after us. Or famine, of course that word's, what famine means, hunger or scarcity in harvest. You ever found yourself there? If you hadn't, get in ministry, right? You'll find yourself there a bunch. So, scarcity, those times. And it's funny because in those times, because that's when the who comes after you and thinks, hey, man, you're in this place because God has forsaken you, or, uses all these things I've just talked about, bringing a charge, whatever. You're like before Judge Judy or somebody, one of those. Right? And that's why you're there. But none of this separates you. In other words, don't pay attention. Or nakedness or exposure. They had to go through actual physical death because some of the persecutions they went through was actual. They would do that. But that's just exposure. Or shame. Or guilt. Peril, danger, sword, of course, all these kinds of things. I love this. Just as written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long, and we're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loves us. Beyond conquer. Way beyond conquer. You're not just conquer, but you're going to lie way beyond. Right? Through him who loved us. And that word conquer is a word where they, when the Romans would come in having conquered their enemies, and they were bringing them behind them in chains. The same will do to your enemies. They'll be under your feet. They'll be coming behind you in chains. Right? So a lot of these things, if you find yourself in that place, it's just because the Lord wants you to overwhelm them. Teaching. None of this separates you. Not to listen to the voices. But you will overwhelmingly bring him. Because he's for you, not against you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit.